Blackstone Audio presents Of Neptune by Anna Banks. This book is read by Rebecca Gibble. Chapter 1. I dig my bare feet into the sand, getting just close enough to the water for the mid-morning waves to tickle my toes. Each lazy wave licks my feet, then retreats as if beckoning me into the Atlantic Ocean. Whispering of adventure, of mischief, of peace and freaking quiet, which is all I want after this past summer. What with Jagan's attempt to take over the kingdoms, our near discovery by humans, me leading a wall of fish to an underwater tribunal, we barely had room to breathe. And then our breath was all but stolen away from us when Rachel drowned. We deserve a break from it all, Galen and I. But it doesn't look like we're getting one. Behind me, the wind hauls with it the occasional shout erupting from my house. The bellows of Galen and his older brother Grom taint the air with a rancor that repels me farther from the house and deeper into the water. I roll up my pajama pants, and letting the salt water have its way with my calves, try to ignore the words I can make out between the squawks of seagulls overhead. Words like loyalty, and privacy, and law. I cringe when I hear the word grief. That word comes from Grom, and after it, no words come from Galen. It's a kind of silence I've come to recognize from him, one filled with anguish, torment, guilt, and the overwhelming need to say or do something to hide it. But there is no hiding that Rachel's death mauled the deepest parts of him. She was more than